then everybody is wondering why actually in Krishna's clan such a demon took birth. You know, Kamsa, right? Ugrasena's son. He said, it is said that his wife, Padmavati, Ugrasena's wife, somehow or other she combined with one demon. As a result of that, this Kamsa was born. That's why he turned out to be a demoniac, Kamsa. And Kamsa, somehow he had great affection for Devaki. So on the wedding day, Maharaj Devaka, he gave so much dowry and all that. Then Kamsa was taking Devaki, he said, I will drive the chariot. So he told the chariot driver, you get down. So he said, he got up. He said, I will drive the chariot. Like that. So he was driving the chariot. He took the reins so that he wanted to drive the chariot. So immediately, there was Akashvani. Pati parigrahanam kamsham abhasha ashariravak asyasvam astamo garbho hantayam vahase abhuda. As soon as he took the reins, you know, immediately there was galis in the sky. Are Kamsa, you foolish rascal. Hey, immediately, you know, you call a demon, you know, like that only demons are very angry. And you call him names, you know, then they become more angry. Already he was a very angry person, demon. And somebody, as soon as he took hold of the reins to drive the chariot, immediately he heard, Are Kamsa, Abhuda, you foolish rascal. He was completely shocked. Hey, who is this, you know? Then he said, Asyastvam astamo garbho, the person you are carrying, you know, you are driving, her astama garbha, eighth embryo, will kill you. So you are carrying, you know, you are driving your death. Foolish fellow, foolish rascal, not even foolish fellow. Foolish fellow, foolish rascal. Kiska rath chala rahe ho tum? Whose chariot you are driving? You know, her eighth child will kill you. So, the question arises, why these demigods, you know, Akashavani, why did they have to speak at that time? They know the cruel nature of Kamsa. They know the cruel nature of Kamsa. So why did they say at that time? They could have told later. Right? There is a reason for that. So they did not want Kamsa to perform devotion service. Because driving the chariot, where Devaki and Vasudev, the would-be parents of Lord Krishna are sitting, it will be great service to the devotees. So the demigods did not want that Kamsa should perform any devotion service. If Kamsa performs devotion service, that to his parents, how would Krishna come and kill him? So that is why they immediately stopped. Hare Kamsa! Kamsa, kya kar rahe ho tum? So that he was a demon. He was carrying, you know, catching hold of the reins. As soon as he heard, you know, what did he do? He left the reins and caught hold of the hair of Devaki. Caught hold of the hair of Devaki. Immediately. Like that. So, Vasudeva was in a fix. It is the duty of her husband to protect her, the wife. Like, you know, abroad, you know, there is plagiarism. Plagiarism? Plagiarism means copying. Some writer writes something and you copy, you know, without his permission or print as his own, as your own. It's an offense. In universities and all, if you do plagiarism for making, you know, projects and all, if you download something from the internet and put it in your report, then if you are caught, finished. They will... Here we see Krishna also has done plagiarism. You know how? He completely... Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna learned, copied from whom? You know, if you read second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will know Krishna copied from his father, Vasudev. So the setting also he copied. Like Vasudev also spoke Bhagavad Gita, the words of wisdom, on chariot only, in the battlefield circumstance. So Krishna copied that also. You know, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. So Vasudev, he was speaking. You know, first of all he was saying that sometimes, you know, what happens? They say that majburi ka naam Mahatma Gandhi. Right? So majburi ho gaya, sometimes we have to praise the demons also. It's not that devotees, so we can call. There is one African country, the dictator of that country, Liberia or something. He was a demonic person. He was killing people, everybody like that. But he was helping devotees to distribute prasad. They should be satisfied, no? One devotee, she or he, wrote a letter to him that, why are you so demoniac? Why are you killing so many people like that? Immediately, as soon as he read that letter, you know, he sent his soldiers, raided the temple, killed all the devotees. It was there, it's a historical fact, 5-6 years back. Killed all the devotees, just for one mistake of one devotee, fanatic. Why? Because she called him that you are a demon. If somebody is in a weak position and you call that person a demon, what he will do? He will kill you. So Vasudev is not like that. He is very intelligent. He said, my job is to protect Devaki, somehow or other save her. So he said, he was saying, Shlaganiya Guna Shurai Bhavan Bhoja Yashashkara Sakatam Bhaginam Hanyat Striyam Udvaha Parvani. Shlaganiya means, hey my dear Kamsa, you have all praiseworthy qualities. you have such nice qualities you have. Bhoja Yashashkara, you are a star among the Bhoja dynasty kings and all. For a king like you, you know, it doesn't behoove you, you know, to kill a bhagini, your sister, a woman. It's not good for you, you know, to kill a woman, that too your sister, and that too on her wedding day. So why do you want to sully your reputation? Then he started speaking Bhagavad Gita, you know. Mrityur janmatam vira dehena sahajayate adyava abdhasatanteva mrityurvai praninam dhruvaha. Oh great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with the body. One may die today or after hundreds of years, but death is sure for every living entity. Right? Krishna also says same thing in Bhagavad Gita. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha, tasmad aparihariyate, natvam shochitumarahasi. Krishna is also speaking the same thing. Then, Maharaj Vasudev, he spoke so many things. Like, previously people are very intelligent. You know, they would use, here, you know, now, say something, some very little thing happens, immediately court case, or they start fighting. Previously it was not like that. They have policy called Sama Dana Beda Dandopai. First, you know, Sama, you try to pacify that person by praising him and all. Or Dana, give him a bribe. Beda, you create differences among friends. If it, all these things don't work, then danda. Punish. Use your rod. Like that. So he was trying to pacify him by philosophical sayings and all. But still Kamsa, he was seeing, you know, still Kamsa was not leaving the reins. Leaving the hair of Devaki. And still he was under this position only. This position only. With the sword in his hand, upraised. Like that. He was ready to kill Devaki. Like that. Then, it is said that Mrityur buddhimata apahyo yavat buddhi balodayam yadi asau na nivarteta naparado asti dehinaha. As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. You know, it's not that, you know, I am a devotee, I know dehi nosmin yata dehe kaumaram evaram jara tata dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuhyati. I am not this body, Krishna is saying. So somebody comes to kill me, Haribol, just come and kill me. We should not have that policy. Yeah, what is the loss? If I lose this body, I will get another body. No. He said that as long as we are alive, we should use our intelligence, bodily strength, money, whatever it is, you know, we should use it and try to protect our body. Because this body is very precious. This body is meant for performing Krishna consciousness. So we should not just give it up, you know, without trying to save it. Suppose if I get some disease, I am a devotee, no problem. I will not take any medicine. If Krishna wants, he will cure it, otherwise I will die. That will be an offense. No, if you get disease, you should go to a doctor and take medicine. You should not leave it like that. Right? Once one devotee was going in the forest. So he saw one lion. You know? Said, oh, lion, you know. So he immediately kneeled down and then prayed to the Lord. Oh, my dear Lord, please make this lion into a devotee. Then he opened his eyes. So what is that? The lion was chanting, Mahaprasade Govinde. Namo Brahmane Vaishnave. So we should not be foolish like that. That's why Prabhupada said, if you are intelligent, where is your intelligence? Check your pocket. If you have like that. Once there is one donkey. He became very thin, you know, by not eating because the master was not giving him properly food. So he became very thin. The master, he was not able to lift the load. Master thought, okay, we'll make some arrangement. He covered the donkey with tiger skin and he left him in the cornfield. So he started eating corn. The farmer saw, he came, somebody is eating my corn. When he saw, he thought it is a tiger. Tiger, tiger. So he went away. Again, next day also, the farmer did like that. Donkey owner did like that, dhobi. Then he became very, farmer became very afraid. Are tiger, tiger. Every day, tiger coming and eating. Like that. So, eating, this donkey became very fat. The farmer was very worried. Every day, the tiger is coming and eating. He appointed one guard. That God, you know, that is winter season, he covered himself with one grey shawl. And he was carrying some light, lantern, you know, with a stick in his hand. So this donkey, because of eating, you know, too much, he became very fat. And he regained his, you know, strength, you know, in his senses. So What happens if we eat very nicely, then the senses become very strong. You want to enjoy. Right? So what happened? The donkey saw, he ate very nicely corn. Then he saw somebody with grey shawl on it, you know. Then he thought, she donkey. So when the male donkey sees she donkey, what he does? What he does? He starts singing a filmy song. Right? With his very beautiful voice. So he started singing. When the god found out, are ye to tiger nahi hai, this is not tiger, this is donkey. He immediately killed him. So in Nitishastra it is said, this donkey, because of lack of intelligence, he sang a song and he found, God found out that this is not tiger, this is donkey. So he killed him. So he lost his life because of lack of intelligence of the donkey. Like that. So Vasudeva is very intelligent. He thought, okay, if this fellow is not listening to these philosophical words, you know, let me try something else. Then it is said that somebody is very truthful, he is always respected in the society. So Vasudeva is such a truthful person that even his enemies, like a demon like Kamsa, had so much faith in the words of Vasudeva. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was known for his word. When the Yudhishthira and all others, they were sent off to Vanavas, then Vidura, on 13th day, he said, after 13 days, under extraordinary circumstances, it is equal to 13 years. So today, 13 days are finished. You send somebody and call back Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, from Vanavas, so that you can solve this problem. Like that. Dhritarashtra was very angry that why are you always siding with Pandavas? If you are so much affectionate to them, you go and live with them only. Like that. So Vidura became very upset and then he went like that. But one thing Dhritarashtra was saying, you may say all these things, but my Pandu's son, he was so truthful, he is so truthful, he won't accept all your arguments. For him, for Yudhishthira Maharaj, 13 years means 13 years. He won't take this excuse of 13 days and will not attack. So even Dhritarashtra, wicked king like Dhritarashtra, had so much faith in Yudhishthira Maharaj that he is full confidence that he won't go back on his word. Like that. So Vasudev, he is so truthful. He said, okay, let me use this. He thought, Devaki, she is in immediate danger. So the children will come later. So let me save Devaki's life first. Later we'll see later what will happen. So that's why he said, okay, your fear is not because of Devaki, but her children. So I am here only. So whenever a child is born, I will give him to you. I'll give. Whoever is born, all 8 children, I'll give. Like that. So as soon as Kamsa heard Vasudeva's promise, he immediately left the hair of Devaki and he put down his sword. Yeah, this sounds good. So he released them. So later on, they got a child. So his son, first son was Kirtiman. So it is said that he immediately took him and he wanted to take him. So it is explained that how is it that Vasudeva, why he has to be so truthful? Good. Some bad news for you. Prasadam is at 9:30. Mera kurta pura big gaya. So it is said that how is it that Vasudev, such a dharmic person, how could he give away his son like that? His son like that, how could he give away? Is it not his responsibility to protect his son? Why he has to be so truthful that he has to give his son away to the demon like Kamsa? Right? Like that. So, it is said, Kim dussaham na sadunam, vidusham kim apekshitam, kim akaryam kadaryanam, duschyajam kim drutatmanam. It is said that, Kim dussaham nu sadunam. What is painful for saintly person who strictly adhere to the truth? Once there was a great sage. He has taken a vow that whoever comes to his house as a guest, he will worship him as God. And whatever he says, whatever he asks for it, he will give. Like that. So once one demigod came, then he said he came as a guest in the form of a sage. I want something from you. That sage said, yes, whatever you want, I'll give you. Then that fellow asked, I want your wife. She should spend one night with me. That sage said, no problem. It is my great honor that, I can serve your wish in whatever way you want. So if that is your wish, I am ready to sacrifice my wife. Take. So like that, immediately there was a Fulonka Varsha. There is a shower of flowers. Then immediately the demigods, they came and took him. Come to heavenly planet with us and live with us. Like that. So what is devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and all, so how much they tolerated to get Krishna? So what is painful for a saintly person? How could there not be independence for pure devotees who know the Supreme Personality of God as substance? Then kimakaryam kadaryanam. Then can Kamsa kill Mama? Usually mamas are very affectionate towards their banjas. Right? Is it right? It's like that. So Kamsa, how could he kill his own sister's son? Then he decided, what is not possible for these demons, crooked people? Right? Like we see, like in our train, Bombay also we have seen, so many innocent people, they travel in the trains. And then all these terrorists and all, they come and keep a bomb. Like yesterday also there was a bomb explosion in Hyderabad. Small children, school children and all, they went to see some laser show in some park. Right? Most of them who died, they are all children, school children. So somebody came and put a bomb. Right? So they must be watching on TV with great pleasure. Killing of all their innocent children. And somebody went to some famous snack bar to eat. And they put a bomb there. So what do they get, right? People like us. And I always think, what do they get by killing these innocent people? If at all they want to kill, they should kill all these politicians and criminals and all. Why can't they put a bomb, you know? They are killing innocent people. Like that. So it is answered here that what deeds are forbidden for persons of the lowest character. And dushtijam kim drutatmanam, and what cannot be given up for the sake of Krishna. So Vasudev, they ask, you know, why he did not try to protect his children? So the answer is given here. Vishnachal Thakur explains that Vasudev, Dhrutatmana means one who has kept the Lord in his heart. So one who has kept the Lord in his heart, to have him as his son, if it is required that he has to give up his 6 sons, they have to be killed. So Vasudeva was thinking, let it happen very fast. Let all these children be killed. I don't mind, because he is very eager that Krishna will come. So what is not possible to give up for the sake of Krishna? Right? So, like that, Vasudev took him. When Kamsa saw that Vasudev, being situated in truthfulness, was completely equipoised in giving him the child, he was very happy. Therefore, with a smiling face, he spoke as follows. Then he said, "My dear Vasudev, I don't have any fear from this child. I have fear only from your 8th child, so you take him back. I don't require to kill him. Why should I unnecessarily commit? You know? But taheti sutam adaya yayav anakadundubihi nabhyanand adhata tadvakyam asato vijitatmanaha." It is said, Vasudeva agreed and took his child back home. But because Kamsa had no character and no self-control, Vasudeva knew that he could not rely on Kamsa's words. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, we should not trust these demons, because their senses are not under control. They can change their word anytime. Right? You go any politicians and all, they say, yeah, we'll do it. Sabhi, aisa aisa, iskan hai, land chahiye, aisa aisa. Yeah, we'll do it. But don't trust. We should not trust, because they will change their words any time. So he was very happy. Right? But here comes our transcendental artist, right? Narad Muni. He goes and, you know, उसको चुगली लगाता है, उसको बोलते हैं उंगली लगाया, बोलते हैं उंगली किया, राइट? सो ही वेंट एंड टोल्ड. वंस द ग्रेट सेंट नारदा अप्रोच्ड कंसा एंड इन्फॉर्म्ड हिम हाउ द डिमोनिक पर्संस हु वर ए ग्रेट बर्डन ऑन द अर्थ वर गोइंग टू बी किल्ड. दस कंसा वाज प्लेस्ड इनटू ग्रेट फियर एंड डाउट. एंड ये नारदा एक्सप्लेन, नारद मुनि एक्सप्लेन दैट सी इट्स अ ट्रिक. Any, this child also could be 8th. If you count from the reverse order, this child will be 8th. So why are you leaving him like that? So these demigods are playing a trick on you. So don't be merciful like this. So Narad Muni went in. So is Narad Muni responsible for killing of 6 children, innocent children? Huh? Huh? Yeah? What is that? Huh? Is Narad Muni responsible for killing of the 6 children? So there is a transcendental reason behind it. First of all, see, there is one demon, Namuchi or somebody. He became such a great burden because he was a devotee of the Lord Narayana. When devotee of Lord Narayana becomes a demon, it's a great nuisance because Lord cannot kill him. What Lord says in Bhagavad Gita? Neha vikram nasosti pratyavaho na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Even if somebody performs a little devotional service, I'll protect him from the greatest danger. And if this Kamsa is going to perform devotional service by saving the children and by not troubling Vasudeva and Devaki and leaving these guys off, so they is performing devotional service, so they don't want any credit for Kamsa. Otherwise, if Kamsa does some mercy act on Vasudeva and Devaki and leaves, you know, then Vasudeva and Devaki become grateful to Kamsa. So how could Krishna kill Kamsa? You know? So that is why Narad Muni, demigods, they didn't want. That is why Narad Muni immediately came, "Are Kamsa, Abuda, you're a fool, you know. These demigods are tricking you." They already taken birth. All these demigods, they have taken birth in nearby places in Yadu dynasty, and they are making a plan. I heard there was a meeting. Brahmaji had a meeting with all these demigods. I was there at that time. You take care. So, Vishnu Chakra Thakur gives 9 reasons for Narad Muni to do all this. First reason was, Narada wanted to derive personal joy by seeing the Lord. They were all eagerly waiting, you know. Who cares for all this Kirtiman and all? Let them go. The Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna, will come personally. Like that. To give joy to the demigods by provoking Kamsa to commit violence against devotees and thereby hasten the Lord's descent. Bolta hai na, paap ka gada bharna hai. Tabhi tumhara... one devotee, we are having some argument. So he was telling me, "Jab tumhara paap ka ghada bhar jayega, Bhagwan tumko dhand dega." Maine bola, "Tumhara paap ka already bhar gaya." That's why you are abusing me. We are having a slanging match. Like that. So they want that Kamsa's paap ka gada bhar jaye. Like that. To accomplish the slaying of Kamsa, you know, that is third reason. And fourth reason, to shower himself in the intense devotion of Vasudeva and Devaki. 5. To get their blessings by delivering them message, the confirmation of Krishna's appearance. 6th, to increase their eagerness to see the Lord. 7th, to drown them in the ocean of bliss by cutting down the doubts about his appearance. 8th, to please Devaki and Vasudev by making them blissful even though circumstances of suffering. 9. To make Kamsa favorable to himself by presenting false friendship. So Narad Muni is very intelligent. When Hiranyakashipu was also there, he was going and praising him. You know, Hiranyakashipu. So he gave shelter to his wife, Hiranyakashipu's wife, when she was pregnant. Then he gave. So Hiranyakashipu was very happy. Yeah. He was unhappy with everybody, but he was very happy with Narad Muni. So he asked Naradji, "I know you are a devotee of my enemy, but still I have some regard for you. So you want anything, you ask me." So when Prahlada was born, he was so beautiful, you know. He was, that's why his name was given like that. Yeah. Actually, Hiranyakashipu consulted Narad Muni only. When Prahlada was born, Hiranyakashipu was so happy. He became so happy. He was just not able to contain himself. So Hiranyakashipu asked Narad, what name I should give to my son? He said, you give Prahlad, because he is giving joy to everybody, especially to you. You are so joyful, that's why you give Prahlad. So Narad Muni, Hiranyakashipu asked Narad Muni, you want anything, you ask me, I'll give you. Vardega tumko. As if he's Narayana, you know. Narad Muni said, yeah, I want one var. Please, you know, let this boy, you know, stay with me for some time. You know, I like him so much. Let him stay in my ashram for some more time. Hiranyakashipu said, I will allow you, but on one condition, this name Narayana should not be uttered in front of my son, Prahlad. This name Narayana should not be uttered. They said, no problem. I will not utter name Narayana. Right? That's why Prahlad says, he was saying some other time, that my guru, he taught me all of the names except Narayana. 1,000 names are there. 999 names he always used to say, but not Narayana. Narad Muni agreed, yeah, I will not chant Narayana's name, but Krishna has so many other names. Like that. So Narad Muni, he did all this, you know, to like all that. So after Narad Muni left, he put everybody in the jail. Kamsa, everybody. Then he chained Vasudev and Devaki also. Like that. So all these Yadavas, they were persecuted by the demons, Pralamba and all that. So later on, Krishna called. Bhagavan api Vishvatma viditva kamsajam bhayam yadunam nijanathanam yogamayam samadishat. He called Yogamaya and ordered, you go do like this. Gatcha Devi Brajam Badre Gopa Gobir Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Brarshate Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kamsasam Vigna Vivareshu Vasantihi. Said Lord, ordered Yogamaya, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Braja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land where many cows reside, Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaja. Other wives of Vasudev are also living there incognito because of fear of Kamsa. Please go there. So here there is a very nice commentary on this verse, that it is said that Krishna ordered Yogamaya. So there are 8-9 energies of 9 Shaktis of Krishna. One is Vimala, next is Utkarshini, then Jnana, Kriya, then Yogamaya, Prahini, Satya, Ishana, and Anugraha. There are 9 Shaktis. So this 5th Shakti is Yogamaya. Right? He ordered Yogamaya to go there. So the question arises that Shankarshana is always known as Balaram, is always known as Rohini Suta. Right? So why did he appear in the womb of Devaki first? You know? So the question, the Vishnu Chaturvedi comments that actually Devaki, before becoming pregnant with Shankarshad, he gave birth to six material children. So they say that Krishna has to come, so Devaki's womb is maybe contaminated. So that's why Shankarshana went first and then cleaned the womb, so that Krishna will come and stay there for 9 months. Then also there is one more reason, that actually he is known as Rohini Suta, but he became Devaki Suta first, because his portion is Shesha. So this Shesha is personification of service, and he serves the Lord by becoming his bed, by becoming his chappal, by becoming his umbrella, by becoming his cloth, like that, by becoming his brahminical thread and all that. So first he went and he left his portion, Shesha, as a bed, so that Krishna will come and sleep on the bed. Right? So that is one of the reasons. One more reason, one more explanation, he says, actually it is not possible for Devaki's womb to become contaminated, because Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that even though he lives in this material world, he is not affected by it. So like that, Devaki is being a pure devotee of the Lord. She is not, her womb is not affected, even though these six material children, they were born. Like that. So it is explained like that, very nicely. Then also, this appearance of Shankarshad in the womb of Devaki first, and then he becoming transferred to Rohini's garbha, is very nicely explained by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that there is this conjunction of material and spiritual. You know, we also experience. Just like he explains that when somebody becomes a devotee, a sadhaka, he starts practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting and hearing Krishna Katha, then during that time he experiences some joy, but at the same time he wants to enjoy his six senses also. He wants to enjoy material senses also. Right? Many of us, we think like that. Both can go together, very nice. You know, I want to chant, dance and all, also at the same time, if I can enjoy also, or you know, it will be very nice. So that kind of thinking will not do good. So, but when the devotees realize that they are getting an opportunity to enjoy their senses, but they are very afraid. They become very afraid, and when they start praying to the Lord, that my dear Lord, if I am getting entangled in this material sense enjoyment, even though I am your devotee, chanting and dancing, but still I want to enjoy the senses. If I enjoy my senses, I will become entangled and I will fall down into this material tabernacle. So please save me. Please save me. So at that time, the propensity for sense enjoyment will reduce, and devotional service will be born. Then eventually Krishna will appear in our heart. Krishna Bhakti will appear in our heart. And one more explanation is given, that our senses are there. So they are actually Marichi. Sons are the six boys. You know, the six boys who are killed previous to Krishna's birth. So it is explained that when Brahma, he saw his daughter and he became attracted and he wanted to enjoy with her. At that time, the six sons of Marichi, they were actually, nobody said anything. They also did not say anything. They had a hateful thought in their mind. They just thought like that. They just thought like that. That why Brahma's grandfather done such, want to do such a thing? They just thought like that. So, just because of that, they had to, they were cursed to take birth in the human form. know, like that. Yes. They didn't even say like that. Nowadays, we commit offense left, right, center. You talk about anybody like that. So that is why it is said that during Putana's killing, there is one Upadhyay Siksha comes. It is explained that when Lord Shiva, you know, when Lord Shiva drank poison, he just held it in his throat. So, from this, you know, there is Upadhyay, we have to learn some lesson. So it is said that when we hear something bad about some pure devotee, a great Mahatma, like Lord Shiva did, you know, he just held it in his throat. He did not let it go down and he did not cough it out. So it is said that we should not speak out against the devotee, pure devotee. Then we should not let it go down on our stomach and keep it. Keep it in our heart. You know, that yeah, he has done like that. You know, in our heart also we should not think like that. So if you think like that, what will happen? Poison will attack and will get killed. So like that, it's a great danger, you know. That's why when a pure devotee does something, we should know that we should not comment. We should not comment. When a pure devotee like Prabhupada does something, you know, many Gaudiya Math people, they commented about Prabhupada, and especially Bhakti Vilas Tirtha. He so much commented about Prabhupada. Prabhupada told him he is like a snake. So he ended up with all tubes in his nose and in his. Prabhupada said, I don't want to die like that. When I'm sick, don't take me to hospital. And with all the tubes and in my nose and all. I don't want that. Like that, so many people got affected by criticizing Prabhupada. So it's very dangerous, because Prabhupada is directly under the guidance of Radharani. So whatever he does, he will do it under the direct orders. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was hesitating to open the Gaudiya Math, he said, I can't manage, you know. I can't go to this materialistic society, associate with materialistic people, collect money and I'll run the muds and all. I can't do that. So Goswamis came and told, we will assist you. You don't worry. So it is said that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to retire and consult with Radharani. You know that Bhaktisiddhanta Samadhi Mandir is there. That Radharani, Gandharvika Giridhari. She used to consult Radharani and take decisions. So if somebody comments about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, you know, what would be his fate? So these six boys, they commented about that. They didn't even comment about Brahma. They just thought like that. You know, what Brahma is doing, like that. So because of that, they were cursed. So then later on, they had to take birth. You know. So it is said that mind is incarnation of Marichi. If you say, then these six senses are the sons of these. You know, sound, touch and all that. And the last one is thought. So, this Kamsa is incarnation of fear. When we are trying to, while becoming, practicing Krishna consciousness, when we try to enjoy our senses, this Kamsa fear should be there in our heart. That, you know, if I enjoy my senses, I will fall down. I will lose my devotional service. If you have that fear, so out of that fear, then after that fear is born, after the six senses are there, then the seventh one was born, Shankarshana was born. So who is Shankarshana? He is personification of service. Intense personification, you know, service. So that service mood will be born in our heart. Then after that, Krishna will take birth in our heart. So there is this elaborate purport on this verse by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that first of all, this when we are trying to enjoy our senses, we should have this fear that, you know, if I enjoy my senses, I will die. You know, I will fall down into metallic association again. So let me save myself. So when we intensely pray to the Lord, you know, the mood for service to the Lord will be born. So when we are engaged in the service of Krishna 24 hours, then naturally Krishna will come and take birth in our heart. Like that. So later on, of course, all this wonderful pastime is there where Krishna entered the mind of Vasudev and Vasudev initiated Devaki and Krishna entered her heart. Right? That is called initiation. Initiation is not this swaha swaha and then what is your name? How many rounds each hand? That is a part of initiation. But real initiation means, like Vasudev has Krishna in his heart. Krishna entered his heart first. Then Vasudev initiated Devaki. Then Krishna entered her heart, her womb. Then she became lighted up. You know? Like that. That is real initiation. Like Prabhupada writes in the purport, you know, what is initiation? Like that. So anyway, I will stop here. So later on, these six boys, they were actually killed. It's not very bad for them because they went down, you know, lower planets. So later on, it is said that when Devaki and Vasudev first saw Krishna and Balaram, their feelings were mixed. Aishwarya, mixed with Aishwarya. Their Vatsalya Rasa was mixed with Aishwarya. So they were just standing there and looking at them. You know, they were not, Mother Yashoda, Devaki was not feeling that motherly affection. And like Mother Yashoda, whenever she would see Krishna, milk would flow from her breast. She has so much affection for Krishna. But Devaki, it is not happening like that. Because they were seeing like that. Krishna and Balaram, like that. In Aishwarya mood. So after some time, when Krishna asked Devaki, what do you want? You know, Devaki asked, even though it is a fact, you know, a mother is mother. You know, for any child is a child. Just, you know, sometimes we see some handicapped children, will say, kyo jinega un logo? But you know, that mother has so much affection for that child. You know, my cousin, wife, she became pregnant and then she had a miscarriage or whatever. Then she delivered a premature baby and that baby died 1 or 2 days time. Later on, she had two sons. She has two sons. But even now, she still cries for that child who is dead. Arey, wo mar gaya, wo mar gaya. So that affection will be always there. So Devaki and Vasudev, they had other children. Subhadra and Krishna Balaram, they are there. And Vasudev had so many other children. But Devaki was still crying for those six boys who were killed by Kamsa. So Devaki prayed to Krishna that please bring those six children back again. I want to see them. You know? So at that time when Krishna brought children, those six boys back, when Devaki saw those boys, that time she felt affection, motherly affection, and milk was started flowing from her breast. So at that time, Krishna tasted milk from Devaki's breast. Then after that, she fed them to the six boys. Then that was the relief for their curse. They asked, what is the relief for our curse? That when you take the remnants of Krishna, that time you will become all right. So that time, so after then they took milk of Devaki, thus taking the remnants of Krishna, then they became delivered. Then they went back. Okay. So like that. So this setting has been done. So I think this week somebody will speak how Krishna appeared in Devaki and Vasudeva, and then how he was taken to, you know, Gokul. Then the gopis were praying, right? Jayati Dedikam Janmana Vraja Shrayati Indira Shashvadatrahi. So whenever, since you've taken birth in Vraj, so that means they were saying Krishna has taken birth in Vraj. It's not a fact that Krishna has not taken birth in Vraj. So whoever is born to Vasudev and Devaki, he is actually Vasudev Krishna. And Vasudev, and by the time Yashoda gave birth to twins, Krishna and Yogamaya, one boy and one girl. Right? So when Vasudev brought Krishna, this Vasudev Krishna became merged with Nandanandan Krishna. So Nandarani, she was under the influence of Yogamaya. She could not observe all these things. Then when Vasudev brought this Krishna, there were two children on the lap of in the Yashoda, but he could see only the girl child. So when he put Vasudev Krishna on the bed beside Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, so this Vasudev Krishna got and went and merged with Nandanandan Krishna. So Nandanandan Krishna is everything, full. Then he took the girl child and came back. It is like that. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. There is one other reason that why Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki. In Brahma Vaivat Purana, it is written that Kashyapa had two wives called Kradu and Banita. And this Banita gave birth to the birds like Garuda, etc. And Kradu gave birth to the serpents. And this Balaram is known as Sankarsana. So that Kradu now appeared as Rohini. So Balaram has to appear in Rohini's womb, because Vasudeva and Devaki, they were in prison, so there is no question of unite each other. So then Sankarsana has to come first in the womb of Devaki, then he has to transfer to the womb of Rohini. This is another reason is there.
Very good. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Right.